The Department of Homeland Security has ended its collective bargaining agreement with U.S. Transportation Security Administration officers. A collective bargaining agreement is a contract between workers and their employer, typically negotiated by a union covering pay, hours, benefits, and job terms. A DHS news release explains that ending collective bargaining will remove bureaucratic hurdles, improving workforce agility, productivity, resilience, and innovation. The department criticized the American Federation of Government Employees, which represents TSA workers, claiming TSA has more people doing full-time union work than we have performing screening functions at 86% of our airports. Of the 432 federalized airports, 374 airports have fewer than 200 TSA officers to perform screening functions. In response, AFGE's national president, Everett Kelly, called the move an attack on working Americans' rights. He emphasized that 47,000 TSA officers work at over 400 airports daily to protect air travel.